underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. Today we're talking about grieve, the old self. Wow. This one was is a real special one because I remember reading the Bible in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24. That you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. When I read this one, this verse, something struck me. Grief. Because you have to understand that with God, you are constantly growing. You are constantly changing. I mean, at least for those who are actually following God properly. Once you follow God properly, you know there is no way to stop. You're not supposed to stop. If you stop, you're not growing. You're decreasing. So, once you understand that, you also have to embrace grief. Because in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, in much wisdom is much grief. You get it? Because the more wisdom you get, the more you grow in holiness. The more you grow in holiness, the more you realize that you have to decrease and God has to increase. And the part that you have to decrease on calls for grief. Because you literally have to mourn that self that is decreasing. Because actually that self is dying. And that self, you have to treat it as a real self dying, a real person dying. At some point you will feel sad. You will cry because something out of you is dying. And it's okay to cry. Allow yourself to go through the stages of grief. Allow yourself to grieve the old self. That's how you let it go. For those who are willing, of course, you let it go by grieving the old self. An example, you get married. And now, it's not just you alone. You come home and it's your wife. You have to care for her. You don't just go out and buy food for yourself and come home and sit down and eat. No. If you go out, you're buying food, you got to think of her. What would she like? How would she like it served and what's the size that she would like? You have to go to all those details and care for her. Because the way you would treat her, God will treat you the same. Remember that. So you put love to her. God will put love to you. You follow God, and God will give you the instructions how to proper care for her. So on that point on, you have to come home to her. You have to think about her. It's not an obligation. It's actually fun when you do it out of love. When you find yourself seeing it as a daunting task, that means you haven't really let go of the old self. Because in that example, you were single. Now you're married. Your single lifestyle, you have to let it go. Grieve it. Because it's not coming back. If you're not ready to grieve going to the bar and getting drunk, if you're not ready to grieve going to the nightclubs, if you're not ready to let go of that single lifestyle, don't go and get married. Because marriage, there is principles and responsibilities that come with it. So from the moment you got married, be willing to let go of that old lifestyle. Then you grieve it. And you know the stages of grief. The first one is denial. You're going to be like, oh no. Oh no, I'm not like that. Oh, no, I love my wife. I can still go and get drunk and still take care of my wife. Do you actually took the time to sit down and talk to her and see how she really feels about it? Because a lot of men assume that it's okay for them to do that. It's okay for them to have a man cave. Now realizing that their wives are like, no, that man cave is destroying us. But she ain't gonna say nothing about it because she loves you. Men are actually ahead of us when it comes to emotional and love. There is something woman, did I say man? No, I meant to say woman. Women are actually ahead of us when it comes to love, the emotional, romance. They're ahead of us. They're light years ahead of us. There's stuff they will sacrifice for us. But men, we completely clueless. We just assume that because the woman is quiet, it's fine. No. That's why one day the woman comes in and is like, hey, I want a divorce. Why? You think it's just out of the blue? No, it's not. She actually sacrificed so much, hoping that you will catch up. And you never caught up. You were too caught up in your single lifestyle. And she now figured out that you're not willing, you're not ready to let it go. So she's like, look. And even out of that, she does it out of love. Because she realized you're not ready to let go of that single lifestyle. So she's like, let me go, because you're not ready. So again, if you're not ready to moon, to let go of that single lifestyle, don't go and get married. You gotta learn to let go of the old self. The first stage is what? Denial. So you're gonna deny, no, it's actually fine. My wife is okay with it. Sit down and talk to her. And you're gonna see that she ain't saying nothing because she hopes that you change. Make it a safe place for her to talk. And you're gonna see. And then when you pass denial and you actually humble yourself to listen to what she's telling you, you're gonna realize, oh, because once you realize that you were wrong, you're gonna fight it. You're gonna be like, what you mean I'm wrong? What you mean I'm wrong? You're not saying nothing about it. So don't come at me. You're gonna try to defend it and you're gonna be angry about it. That's the second stage of grief. Then the third stage will be the bargaining. Oh, what if I do it like this? What if I just go to the bar or hang out with the boys for like 10 minutes? You know, just 10 minutes instead of doing it for an hour. The woman is still going to say, yeah, because she would take 10 minutes rather than an hour, hoping that eventually you're going to learn and let it go. Once you bargain and all that and you figure out that, look, it's still 10 minutes, it's still 10 minutes. You're still hanging out with the boys. That's, you missed the principle. You're hanging out with the boys. That single lifestyle, you're not going to grow in social life with your family doing that. Once you realize that bargaining ain't working and you realize that you actually have to let it go, that's depression. You're going to sink into the depression because you realize, I really have to let it go. I'm really going to have to let it go. And you realize, God, all the good time and all this, I have to let it go. Yeah. And you start sinking into the depression. And I pray God save you from it, because a lot of people get stuck in that depression because they don't know how to let it go. But at the end, when grieve it properly and got to the end of it, it becomes acceptance.
Hallelujah.
That's when you accept to let it go. And that's where usually you will cry, yell, however, just let it out, express yourself, and then you're going to feel that release, that peace coming over you. And you're going to be like, all right, we can do this. I can do this. I can let it go. And then you replace hanging out with your boys with hanging out with your wife, hanging out with your children at home. There's nothing wrong with being a man at home, hanging out with your children. There's nothing wrong. That's actually beautiful. That's what you're meant to do. Go home to your wife, tend to them. You're the man. Tend to them. Don't go out tending to your boys. What do you mean, boys? and you come home talking about you want a man cave, that means you're emotionally absent. When you come home and you go to your man cave and sit down and play games, it's only you matter. You're selfish. I need my time. Or I need to go to my man cave and do what I wanted to do me. You're still hanging on to that single lifestyle. Your family needs you. They're calling for you. Your wife is calling for you. She wants to hang out with you. Your children, likewise. So, once you actually embrace that lifestyle of being married, you grow. Now you've grown to a husband.
Praise God.
Because all you were doing so far, that's not husband. That's a boy. You're not even a man yet. And what makes a man is you understand your position as a man. That you're there to provide, to take care, and not hurt. They're calling for you, and you're giving them you. But you're not giving them twisted you. You're standing by God to them. That's when you become a man. You become a husband. Because being a husband is a ministry. Don't let nobody lie to you. It is important. If you're missing in the life of your children are going to grow up wounded. So being a husband is your first important ministry. Don't underestimate it. It's important. So when you embrace that, and then you get to that acceptance stage of grief, peace comes along. Then you grow. Now you've grown to being a husband. But that was an example of grieving the old self. It's not easy. That's why when you get to the acceptance stage, you cry because it's painful. It's like part of you is dying. But be willing and understand you're going to be grieving the old self along the way. Be willing to do it. Grieve it. Allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to go through the stages and let it out. And then grow as you grow in holiness. And that's why grieving the old self is so important. Because most of us missed it. I know I missed it. I would find myself sitting down, being sad and wondering what is going on. Or I would find myself wanting to keep doing the same thing. And that's when God would be like, no, that's gone. That's no more. And one of the major examples we have is people still want life to go back to normal. Grieve it. Life ain't going back to normal. Life is going to be life. Embrace life as it is. Grieve it, let it go, and grow. Things constantly changes. Like Jesus said it, be as wise as serpent and as harmless as dove. If you look at it, when he said be as wise as serpent, some translation would say flexible. Because a serpent, you cannot break him. And you can bend him, everything. He's flexible. So you got to learn to be flexible and grow. Like what's his name? Bruce Lee. He said, be water, my friend. He said, when you put water in the teapot, it becomes teapot. When you put it in the glass, it becomes the glass. He said, when you put in everything, it takes the shape of it. He said, be water, my friend. Be like water. Grow, expand, be flexible. That's one of the things that I had to learn following God, that you constantly have to grieve it and let go. Grieve, let go. And as you do it, you grow. Amen? And that's what I had to share today. So, underground preacher to the underground church. And I'm out.